Yes, our next guest is part of the World Harmony Run, which is a global relay run making its way right around Australia at the moment. They've just returned to Geelong from Tasmania, and they're going to arrive here in Mount Gambier soon and then head to Millicent by Monday. Kylie Williams is the South Australian State Coordinator. Good morning, Kylie. Welcome to you.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
What a run that is. Where did it actually start?
Well, we began in Brisbane on April the 27th of this year. And the team has been running for a month now. It took a month to get down to Melbourne and Geelong, and then we just went across to Tasmania where I joined the team for 3 days. And now starting today, we'll be running out of Geelong and continuing the journey towards Mount Gambier in South Australia.
Is it on schedule? Is it going the way it was expected?
It's all on schedule.
That's good. Now, how many runners are there?
Well, we have a core team of about 18 runners, which we split up into three different team groups with a support vehicle, and then the runners leapfrog each other to cover every footstep of the distance along the way. But altogether, we have runners, probably over 30 runners from 16 different nations all around the world.
And why are we doing this?
Well, we're just doing it to spread a global message of happiness and harmony and peace to everyone that we meet. So when people hold the World Harmony Run torch, they make a special little wish for a better world. And this message just spreads throughout the community when we visit school children, community groups, mayors, and other people along the route.
So you're not fundraising at all?
No, it doesn't raise any funds at all. It just raises the awareness of these positive values in the community.
Where did the idea come from?
Well, the founder, Sri Chinmoy, it's his vision to have this run happening, and it happens in over 100 nations all around the world. So it's been happening the past 21 years when Sri Chinmoy founded the event back in 1987, and he himself is a humanitarian figure.
But he's an athlete as well, is he?
Yes, he
saw a way of using his abilities to try and promote world harmony.
That's right. And he shows us that through sports, fitness and athletics, especially running, it's a very powerful vehicle for us to feel harmony within our own self and to bring it to others.
So I've been told. Do you run?
I do run.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm out of here.
I'm actually joining the team from Adelaide across to Perth for the month of June.
When you say you run, Kylie, do you do it for recreation?
Yes. I'm by no means a great runner. I just feel happy when I run, and it inspires me. So this is a wonderful event to participate in and to join in for as much as I can.
What sort of things do you think about when you're running?
Well, actually, sometimes it becomes more like a meditation when you don't need to think. You just kind of get in the flow of the running and appreciate the beauty of nature and smiling and waving to all the people. And when we're running with the torch, all the cars honk their horns at us and beep hello, and everyone's very friendly. It's very encouraging.
It's just a nice feeling.
Yes.
And do you run every day?
Because I've been coordinating the event, I haven't actually found the time to do that every day, but I do try.
But when you're at home, is it something part of your daily routine?
Yes, it is.
So yeah. I need you to say yes to this, because I want to be inspired, you see.
Yes, absolutely. And it becomes contagious. The more you do it, then the more you feel, you feel happy when you're doing it, and it helps you keep going further.
Now, you have a runner with you.
I do.
And it is Runa Gia?
Yes, Runa Gia.
I'd like to say hello to Runa.
Most certainly. I'll just pass you on.
Thank you, Kylie. That's Kylie Williams, who is the South Australian State Coordinator for the World Harmony Run, who are not far off of jumping the border to join us in Mount Gambier and Millicent on Monday. Runa, hello. Welcome to you.
Yes, hello.
And you're from Iceland.
Yes, land of the ice and snow.
Yeah, well, we're getting a bit of that here. If you were here today, you would have felt very much at home. A very frosty start. Are you a runner at home, Runa?
Yeah, I am. Like a hobby of mine.
It's a hobby, something you do on a daily basis?
I try to. Whenever I find the time, I try to, yeah.
Yeah. And what attracted you to World Harmony?
Well, actually, the funny thing happened that in 1987, when the starting of the run, it came to my school when I was only 9 years old. that was the first year I ran, and it always, like, I was intrigued by it.
Yes.
And so I started again, joining the run in 2003, and then in 2005 I started running in Europe, and then 2006 I ran again in Europe, North America, Africa, and in Turkey, in Asia. And now I'm here, 2008,
the whole
of Australia.
That's a variety of surfaces you're running on.
Yes.
How many shoes, running shoes, have you gone through?
Now, just in Australia?
Yeah.
I've just started, so I still have my two pairs. But I believe I will finish maybe two or three pairs.
Yeah, so you would have gone through a few since you were nine.
Oh, yes. That's true.
Do you have a job that allows you to come on such a run?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm a manager of a health food store in Iceland, and they sponsored me to be here.
A health food store in Iceland.
Yes.
When I think of Iceland, I think of health for some reason and fitness.
Oh, yeah.
Is that
only
is it,
ice cream?
No, I'm not thinking of ice cream. Yeah. All right. Now, this is quite a job you're doing. The concept of world harmony, though, how important is that for the reason that you're running?
It's the most important thing.
Mm.
It's, when we run, we try to create this awareness for harmony. We talk to the children. We talk to mayors, we talk to all people, and a lot of people meet us in the street, they want to know what we're doing, and they really respond to, you know, the idea behind the run, that harmony begins with me. You know, I have to have harmony in my own life before I can, you know, give it to others, because we can't give what we don't have. So that's why it's so important.
Well, it had a great effect on you when you were a nine-year-old, and no doubt you'll be meeting nine-year-olds and younger who may well be as inspired as you were.
Absolutely. And the more people are inspired, and the more people have harmony in their own life, then the sooner we will have harmony in the world and peace.
Mm. How long do you run in one go?
We try to do between 5 and 7, sometimes 10K, but it's like because it's a relay. We like, let's say we send one runner out, he starts running 5K, the car drives ahead 5K and sends out another runner. So we can take a lot of distance in one day.
Mm, amazing. So this will all finish where? Where does it finish?
We will finish in Brisbane on the 15th of August. There'll be the closing ceremony.
You go back to where you started, really?
Yes.
Yeah. And then is it back to Iceland for you?
Well, I'll go to New York for maybe a couple of weeks, and then I'll go back to Iceland.
It's been a pleasure to speak to you, Rune. I hope you enjoy your stay. And when you cross the border in South Australia, you'll know you've reached us, because we're all in harmony here.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's good one. I've noticed it. Really.
Good on you. Can I have a chat to Kylie, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was Runa Gija from Iceland, who is part of the World Harmony Run. Gee whiz, and you've got them from all around the world, Kylie, haven't you?
Yes.
That must be good for you. It must be a good job to mix with people like that.
Oh, it's really inspiring, and it's fantastic to meet people from all different countries, because we learn so much about each other, and the whole journey is it's a journey of creating harmony within the team ourselves.
Do you camp every night, or?
Well, quite often when we go through towns where there is a population, then we stay at caravan parks or motels, and they're kindly provided by the actual place where we stay. They put us up for a sponsored night's accommodation. And then when we, the section I'll be running across the Nullarbor, it's not going to be very sparsely populated, so we'll be camping in tents.
Mm. So you actually arranged this beforehand?
Oh, yes. It takes a few months of coordination work. So, yeah, we've all been very busy with that. And it itself has been a great journey coordinating it all.
All right, so you're in Geelong at the moment?
Yes.
And you are running our way, and you'll be in Mount Gambier on Sunday?
That's right, and we have a Monday morning ceremony at the Blue Lake at 9 o'clock in Mount Gambier with the mayor or the deputy mayor there, which will be really beautiful to run around the lake.
9 o'clock at the Blue Lake. People, and you welcome people to join you on that run.
Absolutely. Community members can join us all along the way.
Well, you'll bump into, well, you hope you don't bump into, but you'll see plenty of walkers, because we love doing our walking here in this part of the world.
Oh, great.
And the Blue Lake is a very popular venue for that, so that'll be a great place to see you. Then you're moving on to Millicent on Monday.
That's right.
And you'll be, again, meeting the Mayor Mark Braze there at 12 noon.
Yes. exactly.
And
right.
then which route are you taking to Adelaide?
Well, actually, on that day, we go from Mount Gambier to Millicent to Beachport to Robe and then to Kingston. So the mileage gets up quite high. In one day, we can do between 200 and 250 kilometres. So after that, we head towards the hills of Adelaide, Meningie, Wellington, Strathalbyn, Mount Barker, Harndorf, and then down into Adelaide.
Wow. What an experience. What are you going to do when you're finished in all this? You'll be going back to Brisbane with them?
No, only go to Perth, and then I'll fly back to Adelaide, but I'm sure I'll fly up for the closing ceremony in Brisbane to meet them all.
So you should, because you've been part of a rather historic thing, haven't you?
Yeah, it is. It feels really significant, and also, you know, it's special to us because we're doing this year's run as on such a huge kind of wavelength of 3.5 months to honour the founder, Sri Chinmoy, who passed away last year, and to as a tribute to all of his life's activities and inspirations.
Thank you, Kylie, and enjoy your run through South Australia and on to Perth, of course.
Thank you very much.
We'll think about you tenting at night.
Yeah, that would be great. People can send the runners a Harman email on our website.
Oh, can they? How do we do that?
You just go to www.worldharmonyrun.org/au, and that's the Australian page, and then you just go into the Live from the Road section and you can read our daily reports with photos about everywhere we've been. And at the end of that page, you just click on send the runners a Harman email. And you can send them a message, which we all love to read during our team meetings at night.
Well, you're going to get quite a few from the southeast. Thanks for talking with us.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
That's Kylie Williams, who is the state coordinator for South Australia for the World Harmony Run. They'll be at the Blue Lake 9 o'clock Sunday morning and then running to Millicent to meet with the mayor and others on Monday at 12 noon.